Welcome to the Gion Live Show. Buenas dias, bom dia, bonjour tout le monde. Goedemorgen, middag. And for my Russian friends, dobre dzień. Buongiorno for my Italian ones. Today we have here Craig from Staffordshire Car Care UK.
Hi.
That's also a way to say. Hi, how are you? All good?
Yeah, how are you?
Okay, fine. I invited you to talk a bit about PPF versus coating. So give me some of your thoughts.
Two entirely different materials, two completely different purposes. You've got mechanical impact, road rashing coming from the lower halves, obviously from the road, immediately hitting those lower halves of the car. The simply ceramic coating can't protect. So it's offering those additional purposes in terms of easy cleaning, nice levels of gloss, and then to solve that all important purpose of protecting those areas that would normally get stone chipped and road rushed.
Which one, without talking about purpose, do you prefer?
The one that does the job properly, in terms of, if there's a criteria, I want those, those areas protecting on my car to stop those stone chips or reduce those impacts happening, then the result would be simply you choose PPF. But if the criteria is different in terms of obviously all the benefits that come from a ceramic coating, then you would choose a ceramic coating or the combination of both.
So when people ask you, as in UK, what do I have to choose, PPF or coating? It's not a question of this one and not this one. It's something that can...
Yeah, there's a very clear line between, they solve problems, and until you get to the problem, to the bottom of what the problem is, therefore then you can offer a solution. And for the first time ever, we have that solution now from Gianni, which is the PPF. Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest, I was never a big fan of PPF, because from a detailer's perspective, the PPFs that have been going on for some while now, when you put it on a nicely polished, I'm talking detailer perspective, not customer perspective, you put it on a paint that you polished and you made nice, and then we look at it and you see distortion of field, and so I think we did a pretty good job by the
they did a very good PPF job now. Absolutely brilliant. I mean, it has to get from an instance, a show car that you're presenting into a crowd of people who are all going to heavily scrutinize it, and then someone turns around and says, I categorically can't tell the difference between my paint and the PPF surface. For us, that's to solve that problem. You spend hours making a car paint surface look beautiful, and then on goes a surface of a material to solve a problem, which actually creates another issue. Recently, we've been removing PPF from our cars because now people are more aware that there's an alternative option. Mm-hmm. To get, obviously, people are aiming for that. I don't want to see my film. I don't want to see that it's there. I have a beautiful car. I don't want to see it. Mm-hmm. And therefore, with PPF, in the past has been that issue. It is clearly visible. You can see it. It's there. Mm-hmm. And all that time and effort that has been put into the machine polishing side of things, it's disheartening to get and then put an unclear material on top. That isn't the issue anymore. You're putting PPF on and you can cast your eye down the side of it. You can look down the side and you just can't see it. It's so clear.
And now, we did want to put a hydrophobic top coat on it because it will give you, in installing a one go, the benefits of hydrophobicity and self-cleaning of coating, having clarity that it's super close to clear paint. It's just install wise, it's completely different way of putting it on a car than a coating.
It's complicated. PPF requires a massive amount of skill. A skill that, it could take years and years and years, and appreciate that it there's a certain required skill set that to get it on and do it perfectly, it's a very difficult thing to achieve. However, with the combination and with more variety that's available to customers or our customers, when it comes to which one do you choose, and do I choose this, do I choose that, or can I have both, is that you don't have to have this conversation is by saying, put a PPF on your car, but don't forget that we need to put a ceramic coating on top to make it consistent, mm-hmm. like the rest of your car does. Mm-hmm. So those behaviours that people have come to, you know, to be aware of beading, and easy cleaning.
Sorry to interrupt you. And it's also a matter of budget in the end as well.
Yeah, because
it comes at a certain price tag. Not everybody wants to pay for it. And depending the purpose of the car, because a lot of people now these days are tracking their their cars for impact of stones. It can be removed afterwards, redone, your cars with original paint, which sometimes are highly valuable.
Yeah.
It has a purpose next to a coating. It's not something that, in my opinion, should stand alone. Oh, we do only PPF, and because you do only PPF, you don't need any ceramic coating.
It just fits perfectly. You know, both materials just solve those long list of issues that people present us on a day-to-day basis, you know. The hydrophobic benefits are from when the PPF is installed, and then the hydrophobic benefits once a ceramic coating is concerned, you've just got this complete, you know, problem resolved package that fixes those road rash issues, makes the car easy to clean, and it's just a complete package. It's just peace of mind that you can turn around and offer your customers pretty much 99% of the solutions to their problems.
Would you personally suggest PPF on, because this is something in education to customers on older cars with older paint, classic cars and so on, because I see sometimes people putting PPF on classic cars with, let's say, original paints. You have to be aware of certain things that can occur, because in the end it's something plastic you put on a paint.
It's the adhesive, isn't it? So it's obviously the substrate underneath has to be as strong as it possibly can be before. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the point in saying, I would like to preserve this paint, and then the PPF does its job in terms of an impact. It saves the paint, but then you go to remove that film and you take paint with it. It doesn't solve the problem.
It needs maintenance as well. It's not because you put PPF on the car that you don't need to, okay, now we have our car PPF'd, we can park it for 5 weeks under a tree, don't look at it, and everything will stay the same.
No, I mean there is that, you know, for the first time in a while, there's an issue, you've got a solution from a Geon's point of view. It's always nice to see that something's been thought of first before, and they're considering in terms of, there is a PPF material now that we can put on a car, but now we can be clear in terms of these are the materials to look after it. So it's easy, you know, you want to wash your car, you've got PPF, PPF wash, it's just simple.
So that's actually, for me personally, it's something that should be proposed as a complementary thing to a car when somebody comes in for, okay, we want this or this. It's for you to assess, okay, what are your expectations? Do you want this? Then this is the only solution. And then on top of that, there are possibilities on ceramic coating. No?
Yeah, it's just having those solutions to the problems that our customers present to us on a daily basis.
Pick the one that's suited for you.
For me? Give me some sort of criteria, you know, do I track my car? Is it go, you know, in circles around a track on a regular basis? Yes, PPF. Then therefore PPF is going to be, you know, the beauty about PPF is it could be applied to the areas that are vulnerable the most. So if your car's going around a track, it needs that front end protection and all those lower halves. Does it need to look beautiful while it's going around a track? It'd be ideal, yeah. I mean, it's a sports car, it's a track
but
car.
To conclude now is that having our two possibilities of PPF and having Geon coating, there is no more, how would I put it? There is no more excuse not to have it or not to be protected on your car. So if you have any more questions later on, check us out live.